Blog Talk Radio.
Someone like me who did not want to deliver his word or say his word or talk to his sheep. Forgive me, I did not want to because I was afraid of you all, of what people might say and think of me, because I knew that I would say something wrong a lot of times and most of the times. With sheep, let me to join with me in the book of Hosea, chapter 4. I am going to read verses 5 and 6. If you would hold on just for a moment or so, it says, in the Old Testament, Hosea, it's spelled H-O-S-E-A. We are in chapter 4, and I will start reading at verse 5. Therefore shalt thou fall in the day, Let me start that over. Therefore shalt thou fall in the day, and the prophets also shall fall with thee, or with you, in the night, and I will destroy thy mother. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Why? Because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee. That means you. That thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of God, I will also forget my children. And that's what I want to read to you, sheep, so that you will know you are not supposed to forget the law of God. And those are like the Ten Commandments. There are more laws and but I can't remember them all just right now. But no matter what your preacher tells you, you are not to forget the laws of I have read to you from the book of Hosea, chapter 4, verses 5 through 6. May our Father in heaven give you an understanding of the reading of his words, and you abide by them. Forget not the laws of God. You know, we want salvation, and salvation is the deliverance from sin and its consequences. You don't want to be destroyed for a lack of knowledge. You read for yourselves. The majority of you read better than I. And I want you to go to the book of Genesis, chapter 50, the last chapter I have read to you, or for your hearing, just go back into Blog Talk Radio and listen to the verses 46, 47, 48, 49, and I am going to start reading to you verse 50, and I'll read all of verse 50. Then I want to go over Genesis with you as much as I possibly can. And for next week, or Tuesday, if it's my Father's in heaven will, if it's God's will, I will be back with you to start reading the book of Exodus Tuesday at 11 o'clock. Listen, sheep, this is the Be My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Friday evening, everyone. Actually, it is the start of the Sabbath day, and it will end tomorrow, Saturday evening, as always. Sabbath starts on the Friday evening and ends on a Saturday evening, the Sabbath day. I read from the King James Book of the Bible. Remember, sheep, Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Read it for yourselves. It tells you that you are to keep the Sabbath holy, and that's the fourth commandment. Nonetheless, I want you sheep to have your three P's handy, and they are your pen, pencil, and paper, just in case you want to jot down some of the things that I may tell you. There's a new equipment made world today. Most people use they have notebooks and tablets, things that I don't know about, and I want to know about them, but I may not learn. I may not really learn all those things. Again, let me tell you about our Father's feast days. Now, of course, you know about the Sabbath day. You are to do that on a regular basis. Then there was the Passover, which was this year on March the 30th, and March the 31st through April the 6th, of this year, you had the Feast of Unleavened Bread. That's where you would have bread or make bread without yeast or baking powder, so that your thoughts won't swell in your head. You won't think that you're much more than what you really are. Then there was the day of Pentecost. That was May the 20th. and coming up is the Feast of Trumpets. That's where the sheep, as well as those who are not sheep, blow the shofar. And it's called also, the Feast of Trumpets is also called the Rosh Hashanah. And you can find these in Leviticus chapter 23. Next is on September the 30th, you'll find the Day of Atonement. And it's also known as Yom Kippur. That's a day of fasting and repentance, September the 19th. I'm reading dates wrong to you. I didn't mean to. Next, you have the Feast of Tabernacles. That's on September the 24th through the 30th. And then on October the 1st, the last great day. And I am going to tell you, see, who Israel's children were. He had, I was going to say that he had two wives and two concubines. He had, there was four of them all together. But I will tell you who his sons were. His sons are of a brown skin. I don't know where the Caucasian come from. But in the beginning, our Father created man and male and female. You know, and that's, I would tell you about that a little later if I can remember. Now, the 12 tribes of Israel are Judah, the American blacks, and I state that I am from the tribe of Judah. That comes from, she was Judah's first wife. And of course, you know about Rachel. She had Benjamin and Joseph. Then there's Benjamin is the West Indian blacks, a tribe of Levi, the Haitian blacks. Ephraim, those are the Puerto Ricans. Manasseh, they are the Cubans, Simeons, the Dominicans, Zebulon, the Guatemalans, and Panama, or Panamanians, the Mayans, Gad, the Native American Indian, Reuben, Seminole Indians, Asher, Colombia, Cup, and Uruguay, the Aztecs, Issachar, the Mexican or the Aztecs, and Naphtali, Argentinians or the Chileans. Those were his 12 tribes. Now, don't forget, remember that God made the people out of the ground. They were mostly black folks on earth in those days. And I, again, I don't know where those people of the white descent came from. There is white sand. Nonetheless, our Father said, let us make men out of the ground. He didn't say out of the sand. And he did not. There, I have looked, and I have gone to the library to look. I have not found white ground. Unless it's been poisoned or infected. And of course, our Father would not do that and have us infected. Nonetheless, let us get back to reading Genesis chapter 50. As I have told you earlier, or as I have said to you earlier, we have read 46, 47, 48, 49 last week, or this week, chapter 49 I read. I want to read as much of the Bible before my Father in heaven comes. And our Father in heaven is promised to come after 400 years of us being in slavery. I did not learn that until I started college, and in our history class, we were told that in 1619, that's when the first slaves came over to America. So I am expecting next year, and that will be our 400 years. They came sometime in June or July. I can't remember which month, but they did come. And our 400 years will be over. And that's why I'm wondering, I'm thinking, if you don't know, they say this is the land of a free, we will see what will happen. Our Father will come back, and he is going to be boss, I think. I don't know that for sure, but hopefully he will be back. Look at those fires out in the west. That's a sign. If you read your Bible, and I want you to, so that you will know things that will happen to us and what's going to happen. In the book of Revelation, chapter 12 and 9, it says that we have been lied to. The whole world has been lied to. So that's why he may be assigned to me to read what I can. And my Father did not pick the best reader to do his will, but he told me to feed his sheep and read to the people. And that's what I'm trying to do. Let me start reading to the people right now. Chapter 50 of Genesis, and it says, in verse 1, it says, and Joseph fell upon his father's face and wept on him and kissed him. And Joseph commanded his servants, the physicians, to embalm his father, and the physicians embalmed Israel. That's like embalm means to preserve or to mummify. 40 days were fulfilled for him. So for all fulfilled the days of his father were embalmed, and the Egyptians mourned for him 3 score is 60 in 10 days. So that was a total of 70 days. Verse 4. And when the days of his mourning were past, Joseph spoke unto the house of Pharaoh, saying, if now I have found grace in your eyes, speak, I pray you, in your ears of Pharaoh, saying, my father made me swear, saying, lo, I die in my grave, which I have digged for me in the land of Canaan. There shalt thou bury me. Now, therefore, let me go, pray thee, and bury my father, and I will come again. And Pharaoh said, go up and bury thy father, according as he made thee swear. And Joseph went up to bury his father, and with him went up all the servants of Pharaoh, the elders of his house, and all the elders of the land of Egypt, and all the house of Joseph and his brethren and his father's house. Only their little ones and their herds they left in the land of Goshen. And there went up with him both chariots and horsemen, and it was a very great company. And they came to the threshing floor of Ahab, which is beyond Jordan. And there they mourned with a great and very sore, that means severe, lamentation. And he made a mourning for his father 7 days. And when the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, saw the mourning in the floor of Ahab, they said, "This is a grievous mourning to grieve the Egyptians." Let me read that again. Verse 11. And when the inhabitants of the land of the Canaanites saw the mourning in the floor of Ahab, they said, "This is a grievous mourning to the Egyptians." Wherefore the name of it is called Abel Mezarim, which is before beyond Jordan. And his sons did unto him according as he commanded them. For his sons came into the land of Canaan and buried him in the cave of the field of Michpath, which Abraham bought with the field for a possession of a burying place of Ephraim the Hittite before Mamre. And Joseph returned to Egypt, he and his brethren and all that went up with him to bury his father. And he had buried his father. And when Joseph's brethren saw that his father was dead, they said, "Joseph will peradventure," that means perhaps, "hate us, and we will certainly requite us all the evil which we had did unto him." Requite means to avenge us all the evil which we had done, which we had did unto him. And they went, and they sent a messenger unto Joseph, saying, "Thy father did command, saying, so shall ye go unto Joseph. Forgive, I pray thee now, the trespass of thy brethren and their sin, for they did unto thee evil. Now, we pray thee, forgive the trespass of thy servants, thy God, of thy father." And Joseph wept when they spake unto him. Brethren also went and fell down before his face, and they said, "Behold, we be thy servants." And Joseph said unto them, "Fear not, for am I in the place of God?" And let me read verse 19 again. I think I read it wrong in your hearing. Verse 19. And Joseph said unto them, "Fear not, for am for you, ye are evil against me. But God meant it unto good to bring to pass as it is this day to save much people alive. Now, therefore, fear ye not. I will nourish you. Nourish means provide for you, feed you, or care for you and your little ones. And he comforted kindly unto them. And Joseph dwelt in Egypt, he and his father's house. And Joseph lived 110 years. And Joseph saw Ephraim's children to the third generation, the children also of Machir, the son of Manasseh, were brought up on Joseph's knees. And that's his grandson, Manasseh. Verse 24. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I die, and God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land and unto the land which he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and Jacob, now Israel. And this is why I tell you that we have not gone back to Israel yet, our Father in heaven, for Jesus is soon to come and take us back to where we belong. I want you to write down and read Genesis chapter 15, for it tells you that we would be in a strange land for 400 years, and we are in a strange land now. We have been scattered. And what is true, and some preachers are misleading other people to be saved. He wants you all to be saved. Verse 25, and Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones from hence, from this, from here. That's what hence means, from here. So Joseph died, being 110 years old, and they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt. The reading of Genesis chapter 50. Now, there are some things that in this book of Genesis that I want you to know. The things that I want you to know is that our Father in heaven, in Genesis 1 and 26, he made a female. And then in 2 and 7, he made Adam out of the dust of the ground. I want you to know that. And then in 2 and 18, he said that it was not good for men to be alone, so he made him a helpmeet. He made a woman. He did not make a man from his ribs, from Adam's ribs. He made woman. I think he said she will be called woman because she was made of his ribs. You can look that up Genesis chapter 2, verse 23. I also want you to know some other things, too. and talks about the generation of, I'm turning to chapter 5, if I can remember, Cain slew Abel. So he talks about the generations, I think in chapter 5, it is this, the book of generations of Adam is in chapter 5. And this is where we get the seed from. Our father made Adam to tend the Garden of Eden. And he needed a helpmeet. So he made a woman. I want you to know that. When I was trying to find out where did Cain come from, you know, Cain slew Abel. And I started reading the book of Genesis again because I was listening to a preacher one morning, and he said that he had, like, well, I said that I would never say it, and I refused to say it. I have not seen in the book of Genesis where he was with another man. So I have not seen that. And I will not say that Adam was with another man. That's why I wanted to read that. Excuse me. I'm having the duck again. I always seem to have reading the Bible and trying to explain myself. But I want you to know that we are the children of, we came from Adam because he had a son named Seth. S-E-T-H. And we came from his side. That's where we get this seed from. I want you all to read Ezra. I think it is 9 and 2. We are not to mingle or have sex or let our children go into those people who are not of Adam's seed or of Israel's seed. I have told you who the 12 tribes were. They, none of them are of the Caucasian seed. None of them are. Even though they take our book of the Bible and say this and that, they say, King James says he is from the tribe of Judah. Well, if he is, that would make Queen Elizabeth some kin to us. So she is, I want you to get my book called The Passing and read that, and then you'll see what I mean. What I meant was, if she is from the tribe of Judah, then she has some black in her. Nonetheless, I want you to know that in this book of Genesis, it talks about Laban. He had two daughters. So when Jacob fled and went to where Laban was, he worked 7 years to marry Leah, who was not Leah, to marry Rachel, who was the younger of his daughters. And his father got him drunk or had a festival for them, and older daughter unto Jacob. And he did not know, and he went with her. And he had to work a total of 14 years. He worked another 7 years so that he could be with Leah. And he did work those 7 years. So I want you to know that Jacob had two wives, from what I understand from reading this Bible, and two concubines, where he had Rachel, and her concubine was Bildad, and she had two sons by him, that they were Dan and Naphtali. Then Rachel had two sons herself. She had Benjamin and Joseph. Then Leah, a nursemaid or a handmaid, and her name was Zilpah, who had two sons by him. They were Gad and Asher. But Leah, the one who thought that the people hated her, she had the most kids, or the most children, by Israel. She had Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, and a daughter named Diana. So, and those are the things that I want you to remember. And what else should you remember? I think you should remember. I want you to know that there was a flood, a great flood. And Noah was not the only one to survive the flood, nor his household. I want you to know, Gilgamesh, M-E-S-H, from Mesopotamia. That is not taught in our high schools. At least it was not taught to me in high school. But it was taught to me in college, and I was shocked. Noah was not the only person that told about a flood. He was not the first person to tell the story about the flood, nor was not Gilgamesh from Mesopotamia. And all those people are dark-skinned, like me. And I want you sheep to know that, well, I want you to know this too. I want you to know the Anunnaki, and they are from, spelled A-N-U-N-N-A-K-I. They are the ones that I learned from the History Channel, as well as another man who calls himself the Son of Man, comes on TV. And he was the first one to tell me about the Anunnakis. And now I'm thinking that they are aliens, because I cannot find in this Bible any race of people that are of the right white race. Now, I want you to know, as well as I learned from the days of my schooling, and I learned about the Visigoths. That's V-I-S-I-G-O-T-H-S. They are from Western Germany. Now, the Visigoths are the ones that sacked Roman. And the Roman in 70 A.D., they sacked Israel or Jerusalem. All of the items that were in Solomon's church. So they probably, when they said the Visigoths sacked Rome, they probably took over some of their items. That's maybe why they were over, went into Germany. They are Western Germany, the Visigoths. That's probably why they went over in certain parts of Africa, because they know about the religion that was in Rome. They sacked them and took that information. And also, I want you to know that I worked with some people who called themselves Jews, is where I learned that Moses, they study from the first five books of Moses and Tush. I don't know what the Pentateuch is. It's their religious book. And I learned that they do not worship Jesus as we do, as we black folks do. Most of us that really worship our Father in heaven worship him with our heart and soul poured out into it. And that reminds me, I didn't say a prayer to our Father. Father, thank you. I'm saying a prayer to our Heavenly Father, because I forgot to say one earlier when I started. Our Father in heaven, thank you. Unwarranted attacks that we have had and the harsh feelings, thank you. We know now that, most of us know now that from my teaching that we are the lost sheep from Israel. We are. And thank you, Father, for keeping natural disasters away from us, as well as chemical disasters. Thank you for blessing us and they. Thank you for allowing Yeshua to come into this world and telling us your laws so that we could follow them. And I am doing what you told me. I thank you, Father, in Yeshua's name, also known as Jesus. Also, Father, I want to say a closing prayer right now, quickly. I want to say thank you, Father, for protecting us even as we sleep. James chapter 4 and 15, if it is your will, Lord, Father in heaven, I will be back next Tuesday, and I want our sheep to read from the book of Exodus, read 1 and 2, and that is your assignment. Please read it for me. Remember, I have 3 books at Amazon. I want you to purchase The Unseen, The Broken Plant, as well as The Passing. Make me Father, a rich woman, her Father.
Help your children.
Yes, Father, help.
And don't let them fall.
Help them to stop being
by
so
the
racist.
Side of the road.
And thinking that they're more than what they are. They have a big head.
Love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love.
That's right.
He won't let you down.
I don't know.
And I know.
Thank you.
Forever.
Thank you, Father, for allowing me to do what I do.
We've got to walk on. Walk on through the temptation. Cause he is love. And his wisdom will be our helping hand. And his word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be faithful and glad. The Jesus is
love.
He won't let you down.
Oh, Lord.